Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
From Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Of course, he's an Oriole Hall of Famer. He's the one and only Mike Bordick. Bordy, what's up?
Bob, how are you today, man?
I'm doing all right. I was percolating early. I've kind of calmed down here in the last hour and a half because I didn't want to napalm him completely, but the concerns are there. But you've been pro Jorge Mateo since we've been working together. I'm kind of soured on him. How does Mike Bordick feel about Georgie as we sit here on April the 10th?
Well, listen, Jorge Mateo is the least of the Orioles' problems. I'll tell you that right now, okay? Jorge Mateo is still, in my opinion, a very valuable asset to any legitimate winning team. If he's plugged in the right spots, we have seen how beneficial he can be. So I am not worried about Mateo. Yeah, would I like him to hit a little bit more? I think we all would love that, but he's still a dynamic, electric player that I think sometimes just needs to be put in the right position, you know, at the right time. And I think he'd be an elite bench player for this Oriole team.
All right, since Jorge Mateo is the least of the Orioles' concerns as we sit here April the 10th, I guess it's starting pitching, obviously, but what's the concern level for you, Mike, in regards to the Orioles' offense or lack thereof right now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not overly concerned, to be honest with you. Do I wish they were off to a better start? Absolutely. They're just kind of sputtering. And they don't have many parts of their game really working well. I know there are a couple hot hitters, but you know, you're looking at the total package, and you got to look at base running, which I think has always, well, at least the past couple of years, been their strength, something that's pushed them into the most elite offense in the game, in my opinion. And they haven't been doing that very well. As a matter of fact, it's cost them more opportunities than I think actually helped them so far this year, their base running. And just some inconsistencies, you know, overall with the lineup. They're not obviously hitting for power, which I think is a huge part of this Oriole offense coming into the season. I think we all had anticipated another strong offense, and I still believe they're going to be there. But right now, just not able to get everything on the same page. And I'm talking everything. And I know we're just talking about the Oriole offense right now, but you know, defensively and pitching, it just everything's been a little off, and it may take a little time for them to get back on the right track. But I really do believe they will. I think this is just early season adjustments for all of them.
Yeah, you got to execute when you play teams that have some talent. If you don't execute better than the other team, Bordy, we know you're usually not going to win those games. And also, to your point, you know, Gunnar Henderson has to have his spring training kind of right now, where he's trying to get acclimated after missing a lot of time. You know, one thing, though, you know, we talked about this in the past. But, you know, it's early on. And I got to say, one strength, though, that people were a little bit concerned, I mean, take out, you know, Perez off to a slow start, but the bullpen actually has been really solid. Do you think, Bordy, this is something that could be sustainable, or is there a little bit worry if the starting pitching can't go deeper into games that this team could have a little bit of fatigue set in earlier than hoping?
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I think every year that's our biggest concern. Is the Oriole bullpen going to get wiped out because pitchers just can't go deep enough? And, yeah, that's a definitely a concern. I'm happy as heck that the bulk of the bullpen has been tremendous, if you ask me. You know, even though, you know, there's been very limited high leverage opportunities for a lot of these guys, unfortunately. But I what's been coming out of most of their hand has been looking really good. Great life. You know, I think they complement each other very well. I'm excited to see when the games get a little tighter and the Orioles are able to stay in more games, you know, what truly does happen at the end of this bullpen. Is Batista going to be that guy? How are they going to stack Soto and Dominguez? And is Baker, all of a sudden, has he emerged as a back-end guy? So it's going to be pretty interesting. So let's hope the Oriole offense can keep them into some games and maybe the starting pitcher can go a little bit deeper. But, yeah, I'm always concerned just about overall organizational depth, optionable pieces in a bullpen, and are they going to be able to withstand the rigors of another long season when, you know, just on average, starters just don't get deep enough, so every bullpen gets worn out.
For sure, and right now that has been the concern, and with the starting pitching not going deeper into the games, and now they're running a little bit on E for the amount of arms. You know, we're even thinking about who could be the next guys up. But in your mind then, Bordy, you've been around so many teams. What would be a message as you're coming back to Baltimore? You have another division rival, and the AL East has been the division the O's have actually owned the last 2 years, but they split with Toronto to open the year, lose to Boston in a series at home. What would be your kind of messaging here as we're 13 games in and about to open up a homestand coming back to Camden Yards?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to keep it simple, you know. Obviously, it's still early in the season. You know, pull it together. You still got to just play the game hard, and you got to play it right. And I think, unfortunately, the Orioles haven't really been playing it right enough. So if the adjustments need to be made, I would think control the things you can control, which are better base running. So you may have to review that, that's for sure, because a couple instances I'm going like, what is going on right here? And then even defensively, you know, the preparation, honing in, just being a little sharper, crisper. And for the most part, you know, Ryan, as well as anybody, that, you know, as your confidence builds, whether it be getting a blue pit or making a nice play, as things start to stack on top of each other, just confidence becomes overwhelming, and then you just play a more relaxed brand of baseball. And that's really what the Orioles have been doing the last couple seasons, aside from maybe the second half of last year and the start of this year. But I expect them to turn things around. So the message is stay positive, keep working hard. The hope is that starting pitching somehow gets resolved and maybe they can somehow land an arm or two. But even doesn't have to be an ace. We just got to get to the middle part of the season and see where we are.
Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. We're going to be at Pickles all next week. Bordy, we look forward to seeing you. Mike.
Yeah, here I am.
We're looking forward to seeing you next week down in Pickles.
What the heck?
Yeah.
You guys just cut me off when I was talking about the Be More Baseball podcast.
Oh, my bad. We'll talk about it real quick. Go for it. Go.
Okay. Well, Nick Markakis is our special guest this week. Of course, you guys know him as one of the greatest Orioles of all time. So great insight about this young Oriole team. He, of course, was down there in spring training. Be More Baseball podcast. Check it out on YouTube. You got to like it, too. Subscribe.
Who's your co-host for that Be More podcast?
Oh, my gosh. The great Jerry Coleman. The great Jerry Coleman, who we all know and love.